Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday.
I do.
That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Welcome, Big Brother USA and Canada fans. I'm Cherry Garcia. First, let me thank you for joining us here at the Rad Reality Show Network. You and your support are always appreciated. Today is March 23rd, 2015. We're about to start the Manic Monday show, which is with our host, Michelle Costa, the Portuguese princess from Providence, and of course from Big Brother Season 10. And she's invited one of our favorite Big Brother Canada alumni to join us tonight to celebrate, because tonight is the long-awaited first night of Big Brother Canada Season 3. So Suzette Amaya will be here with us tonight to talk to Michelle and all of us, you included, about the new cast, the new season, and all the excitement surrounding Big Brother Canada Season 3. You're always invited to join us by calling 1-347-237-5506. And make sure once you call in, you press the 1, because that indicates to us on our switchboard that you want to join us on air. Myself and Paul from Minnesota will be your co-host tonight. We're going to say a quick hi to Paul, then we're going to bring Michelle up and get this Manic Monday show underway. Paul, how is it going up in Minnesota today?
Well, hi, Cherry. Hi, everyone. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong song, wrong time of year, except here in Minneapolis. Overnight Sunday, we had... Snowfall, and fortunately it was a narrow band of heavy snow, and I missed it. So where I'm at, there's an inch of snow on the ground, but maybe 40 miles south of me, they had upwards of 9 to 10 inches. But by the weekend, it'll get up to 50, so I don't get bummed out by this stuff.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the low 60s here today. So
a beautiful day in the neighborhood. How pretty is that new switchboard? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, it's the icons and everything seem to be a little bit bigger. There's more color to it. I didn't get a chance to ask you about it when we started. But anyway, I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to tonight.
Let's play her intro and get her up here with us. Here we go. Let's get our host up here. Michelle Costa, how are you, girl? Are you ready for the new season of Big Brother Canada 3?
And by
oh,
me
she's
purring, I was burning because I have celebrated spring with some snow, the night of spring into the full day of spring, 4 inches of snow, and today, high of 18 degrees.
Wait, a high of what?
18. A high of what? Yeah. 18 degrees?
Yeah, I was like, what is happening right now? I don't even want spring. I have put a claim into court, and I want to object spring and go right into summer.
Wow. Okay,
here's the plus side.
Here's the positive side of that temperature. Is at least you don't get fast melting of all that snow. Have you guys experienced any flooding yet, or is it melting slowly enough?
No, I've actually seen grass and mulch, so it's been kind of an epiphany of greatness. But then once you see it, your allergies set in. It's so weird, even though it's frozen grass. In a minuscule of a millisecond, you just start sneezing. So thank you, great mother of spring. I'm glad to be back. I missed you guys last week. I missed you, Cherry and Paul. I was at I had to take a tips course, an orientation for going back to Gillette, which is going to be my fifth season. And then we had our staff appreciation party Wednesday. Got to look over all of Gillette Stadium, all these new changes, the concerts that are coming, Taylor Swift, One Direction, and an unlikely concert, AC/DC. So I want my hair down for that one. I don't know. I didn't realize there was 75,000 fans of AC/DC still out there. All right. Bring your money, guys.
We haven't all died off, right?
What was that?
They haven't all gotten old and died off, right?
I thought, like, you know, I was like, wait, you know, like, what are we going to be dealing with 80-year-olds? But no, I'm just kidding. I feel like it's going to be a good concert. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to it. But we have so much to talk about, you guys. First off, I am so glad to have our guest come back on tonight. She will be on in a little bit. It is our fabulous Suzette. And, of course, we're talking about Big Brother Canada, which is airing tonight. And I think me and Paul tried to talk it over before we got on the show, but I believe it's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, and we ran out of time before our countdown. But what I remembered in my head was 7, 8, and 9. And that the reason it's Sunday at 7, tonight is Monday, that's at 8, and Wednesdays, which are eviction nights, is at 9. And so 7, 8, and 9, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday.
Yeah, and we obviously know that we can't watch it here because we are in America. So Slice TV, I believe you can see probably in Global TV. I just don't know when you'll be able to see it, if it's live. Do you know, Paul, if they're going to be able to watch it live?
There are some unreliable sites, and for my feeling is they're sometimes a little bit buggy. you can find somebody live streaming them, but it's not always reliable, and the quality isn't always that great. But by the next morning, they should have, you know, videos up on the internet, whether it be YouTube or going to the global website if you have a VPN and you can watch it there. Now, the one thing is that the live feeds don't start until Wednesday after the eviction, so this Wednesday night.
But if you're in good old Canada, you guys can watch it tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then just give us spoilers. We're going to be talking about the cast, of course, of Big Brother Canada. We're going to start it off now, and we know Suzette's going to be calling in. We're going to want her to give us her favorites and stuff. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I just know their kind of synopsis. Cherry and Paul, you're on with me. If you guys have seen a video of them or of anything that you know that sticks out of them while I'm going over this, please feel free to input. And if anybody's listening out there, 347-237-5506, if you have watched it and you have your own input of somebody I've talked about, let's do it.
We have Suzette on the switchboard now.
I want to continue to remind people that do call in. If you want to join us on air, please press the 1 on your phone. They no longer give that instruction when you connect on the phone, which I don't know why, but press the 1 if you want to join us on air.
All right. Well, I think I heard Miss Cherry say that we have a fabulous, my beautiful girl.
Absolutely.
My baby that I'm going to see in a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
So let's give her an intro, Cherry.
The amazing from Big Brother Canada Season 1, Suzette Amaya. I'm so glad she's back with us. How are you, Suzette?
Hey, it's good to hear you guys again.
Hey, I was going to say, hey, girl.
Hey, boys. Oh, my God, I missed you guys so much. It seems like, you know, life kind of just quiets down, and then we just, every time the season starts, we just rev things back up again, and it's like Christmas Day today.
I feel like it's been, like right now listening to your voices, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever, and I'm just thinking about the fact that I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks, but to hear your voice is just so awesome, and it's that time of year, boo.
Yes, I can't wait. We're going to Reality Rally in a couple of weeks. I'm packed. I'm ready to go. Like, get me out
You're
there.
You're packed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, rub it in. I'm not even thinking about packing. Yeah, honey.
Yeah,
I can't pack.
We have rainy weather here, so I'm looking forward to some sunshine. Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's been a rough winter for all of us, but now we are talking about Big Brother 3 Canada. I'm so glad that you're on right now because we're going to go over the cats, and I don't know if you heard this, but I haven't seen any videos, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Suzette, so I need you to step in as I'm going over this list of the new cast, and if you have any input, negative, positive, you know something in the background, or if you have nothing else to say, we can just keep it moving to the left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
I just want to say, too, let's start about
yes,
the house.
Yes, there we go. Go ahead.
Have you guys seen the house?
Oh, my God, the house is beautiful.
Isn't it amazing? I definitely think that it had a lot of Big Brother UK influence. Like, it looks like a celebrity Big Brother UK house. It's just gorgeous. And big ups to Insight and Global, who put on this amazing show. And Global, it's like we've won to slice the Global, so now everyone across the country will be able to see it. I know that in the States you can't, but there are ways that you can get around that. So I'm excited. It's good. It's looking like
you
a great season.
You sound excited.
Very
excited.
Well, in Vancouver, you know, because of time change, everyone's going to start watching it at 5 in Toronto, like back east. So we have to wait till 8, and it's so hard. But people are sending me links how I can watch it live as well, too, online. So I just want to get on with it. I'm excited to see these people and their lives and their intros. And
yeah.
Bring on the drama.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I hear there's going to be a twist.
Now I know why the Big Brother Canada payout is only $100,000, because they put all of their money into their fabulous house that they live in.
Oh,
you know, Big Brother USA gets like a half mil, where
I mean,
in Canada it's $100,000.
The hinges, girl.
Their house is
fabulous.
It is fabulous. And I was going to ask Suzette, as you look at the house, there it looks like machinery. It looks like there's a big vault. Have you heard any insight as to what the theme of the house tells us?
I haven't heard any speculations. I'm imagining, the house will be enough with so much detail to drive you up the wall. You know what I mean? There's no slowing down. And, it looks like a time machine almost, I'm thinking there's going to be lots of twists and turns and, you know how they say expect the unexpected? I'm hoping that they're going to bring in intruders or,
yourself.
Big Brother Australia
you
or something
like that. You look
like
an intruder. You could be an intruder.
Yeah, that would be
saying.
Cool. So I definitely
like
think
real
that they're
world.
Gonna, it could be a lot of twists and turns, like rewinding time or something like that. Who
do
knows?
You watch, Suzette, do you watch Real World?
No.
Okay, well,
like
they
skeletons.
They had a theme this year where all the house guests ended up having somebody pop into the house from their past and ended up staying for a while. That's kind of what intruders are. But intruders can end up staying for a long time, but that would be awesome. I'd like to.
I would love that. When I watch Big Brother Australia, when people are down to six people in Australia, they'll bring like four new people in, and it's really if you can survive the twist, like Australia and UK, that you're like a true winner. I know in USA and Canada, people really gripe about the twist. I love it for pure entertainment value, and seeing if someone's personality can really make those challenges work to their advantages or not. Right. So
right.
I just think the twist up the game a little bit because. If it's set for certain people to win, a twist can really put a nail wrench in it and just mess things up. And for me, in the background, I would like a twist. I think it would help me. But at the same time, I have an accent, so they don't really like accents.
Hey. One thing I did notice in the pictures in the house, it looks like, they didn't have it last year, if I remember, it looks like the HOH room does have a TV monitor in there, which
Well, I like the photos, too, because they said one big dysfunctional family, which is true of, like, the Big Brother family in general in Canada and U.S. We've all become close. It does become a dysfunctional family. You love and hate these people. And so when I look at it, you see that... You know, when their photos go to black and white, then you'll see remnants like those are your ancestors almost like, and they're gone. So it does look like a real dysfunctional family in the photos up there.
It
like
is
someone,
a dysfunctional
something at grandma's
family.
House, you know what I mean?
Very dysfunctional. I mean, and these new crew that's coming on board is your new familia.
Yes.
Suzette. So let's start talking a little bit about them because there is a big list of them. We're going to go with Ashley Wood. She's 21, unemployed. She's the Calgary sweetheart from a family of seven siblings who knows to hold her own in big groups. And I'll tell you what, that is an advantage in itself because you need to learn how to live with people, period, off the boot. So it seems like Ashley kind of has an advantage of living with multiple people, probably with all type of different attitudes, levels of cleanliness and cooking. And I think Ashley might have a little bit of an advantage. What do you think about Ashley, Suzette?
Well, I think that having siblings is an advantage, but like everybody in the world has lots of family members or whatnot. It doesn't really help you in the game because...
Seven siblings?
True, but they'll put people in the house who are your direct opposites. If you're in family, everyone loves you or hates you. But in the Big Brother house, they're not there to love you. They're there to win. So she is from Calgary. I was reading up on her. You know, she quotes her favorite players, John. Not because he won, but he's goofy and that. So she, in her videos, she seems, you know, pretty goofy and outgoing and easygoing. So I think she'll do well, you know, because she could stay under the radar. So
and she can make an alliance of seven. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
So as she says, she's not into the big, bulky, macho guys. We've heard that before. I remember even our cast members, they say they weren't into that. But you're in there to play a game, and I think that she'll definitely be the little sister.
Come on, who's not into the bulky, muscular man? Come on. I mean, please.
Oh, I know. As you know, this is Big Brother. And even when you're, like, I've gotten a lot of trouble from interviews that I've had with people on reality shows. And I've seen them in person, like, I heard you said this about me. And, oh, man, the little things you say about your cast members, even after the show, can become like a molten mountain. So I'm always going to be really careful what
well,
I say.
Well, I guess Suzette is confessing to some shit she said, and she might be apologizing right now. Is that what's going on?
No, I always stand by my words, but I choose not to have drama in my life.
All right.
So we have a caller. Would you guys like to take a call?
Yeah.
Let's take a call.
Let's do this. We have somebody we haven't heard from in a while. We have Heather with us. How are you, Heather?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, Heather. What's up, girl?
I'm fine. I wanted to send my love to Suzette.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
To hear your voice again. And I just wanted to say hello and hopefully it'll be an interesting season.
Oh,
it always is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
is there anybody that you are right now thinking that is like your top? I know it's hard to say before you see them in action.
No, I think it'll be an interesting group. But I do love the idea, or I do love the fact that they have a plus-sized model.
Yes, me too.
She's really, really pretty. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Well,
but
I was looking at her photos online that she did, like, lingerie. And
oh, you're talking about Brittany, right?
Yeah.
Brittany Blair, 25 model.
Yes.
Vivacious and curvaceous, the Calgary native, currently working in New York as a plus-sized model. You go, Brittany.
Yeah.
Work it, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think she'll send a positive message to a lot of the young people just by her being her, right? And I just hope that she plays a good game. But I'm totally, she's one of my picks for sure.
But, yeah, I do. I think she's really cool. So hopefully she'll do quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will see. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great night.
Thank you, Heather.
Enjoy the show.
Bye-bye.
See that? Suzette, you're gone for a couple months and, like, people are coming out of the woodworks for you.
I know. I've been really busy. I've been traveling a lot. I do.
Well,
we're
glad to see it and hear it. And I know that it's not the end of the road for you, girl.
No.
It's only the beginning.
Yes.
Right, let's talk about Bobby, who's 27, the rock climber instructor. He's adventurously seeking rock climbing instructing from Oakville, lives at home, works from the family business. Any comments on Bobby, or is he just kind of already got a floaty on?
I think he'll do good. Like, I think that, you know, because he's athletic, he seems like a really nice guy. I think he'll do well. You know,
hey,
I think that both give him
the radar.
Hey, Suzette,
I wonder if the downtime is going to get to him, though.
Ooh.
Being inside that house. And, you know, because he's used to being outside, being very active and energetic, and being trapped in that house could get to him.
Yeah. Well, he'll be a guy
so we'll
who'll
see.
Be doing laps in the swimming pool and working out in the gym. You know, we, like, on our season, we had Alec and Emmett. They love weights, lifting, and so did and Tom. And they just, I mean, that guy's a broski kind of guy, this guy. I can definitely see him being a part of a boys alliance for sure.
Yeah, well, we have to remember that your house isn't as tiny as the house in the U.S. I mean, they at least have a little room to move around in the Canada house, where in the U.S., that house is so tiny in the U.S., he probably would really be going crazy.
Well, the thing about the Canadian one is that there is no outdoors, right? Like, you don't have fresh air flowing in. You don't really see the sun. You can get cabin fever pretty quick. And an environment like that, there's no escape, just like all Big Brother houses. But I think the Canadian one is so unique is that your back door, your out your backyard is actually indoors, so that can be really hard for people.
Now, I have a couple of questions. First of all, for Bobby, are you familiar when you see these cities of, you know, generally where they are, they're large cities, that type of thing? I'm asking because he says Oakville, Ontario, but he talks about summertime surfing and stuff like that. And I thought, wait a minute, isn't that landlocked? What can you tell me about Oakville, Ontario?
Oh, Ontario. They got the big lakes and that. I can't imagine. I mean, you would have to go outside of Canada. The only really place to go surfing within Canada would be here in the West Coast along the
island.
Well,
I mean, they can actually surf on lakes. I saw it today on TV.
Yeah, like if you're going on a boat or something like that.
All right,
yeah.
The other question is, this seems, and I'm not sure, but it seems like this season has started a little bit later, which means that, let's see, March, April, May, they could go into the first part of June, right? I mean, it should at least be a warmer so they can go out to that hot tub and get a little more outside, you know, instead of snow.
Yeah, they're definitely in the spring now. Although on the west, on that side of the country, it's pretty cold, just like it is, you know, down in those areas as well. So they've got an extended winter down there.
Well, I mean, I could say that I was actually invited to the finale of Big Brother Canada, which is going to be in Niagara Falls. So it's actually supposed to be at the end of May. Is that correct?
Are you going?
Yeah.
Really? I was thinking of going as well, too.
Yeah, if you go, I'll go.
Yes. for sure. I know I'm excited to meet a lot of these house guests. It's crazy to see what their personalities will be like. You know, just like when we got on the show, we had all these high hopes, and when you get in there, it's a different story. You know, I think now that they put it in like a family, we'll see if this family will get along, because it looks like there might be some canniness.
Well, we would hope so, correct?
Well, I love drama. I know, I'm sure people who watch me on the show, I didn't do it intentionally, but, you know, as a fan and as a, like, I loved watching the show. I love seeing the drama and the twist, so we'll see.
We will see. Because we will be seeing tonight, actually. It starts tonight, so I'm excited about it. It's definitely helps out when you don't have your Big Brother U.S. and you have your second Familia Big Brother Canada happening. So, all right, let's move on.
The other thing, Michelle, that I liked hearing about Bobby, he said he didn't start watching the U.S. version until season 9, so he obviously has seen your season, so that's a plus, right?
Well, I guess he must be a fan. I mean, good God. And then that man is crazy if he's not the fan. Absolutely. So, hello, Bobby. Good luck, Bobby. He's a rock climbing instructor. Let's hope there's a lot of rock climbing competitions. All right, let's move on to Jordan Harhar, who's a 21-year-old student, small but conservative from Surrey, isn't shy in sharing his opinions on anything. Do we know anything about Jordan?
Ooh, well, Jordan's from close by here in Vancouver, so he's probably like a half hour, 40 minutes away from where I live, and that. He definitely says he's you know, a big Peter fan and Netta, which, so I'm sure that he's going to be doing some strategizing, for sure. And, you know, I think that he'll get along with everyone. He'll go under the radar. This guy could be, who knows, a floater.
All right. We'll be
one
watching out for Jordan.
One little thing it says about him, this small but mighty conservative from Surrey isn't shy about sharing his opinions on anything. So, I mean, I think about our political climate here in the U.S. between conservatives and, you know, liberals, and it can get a little, you know, heated. So hopefully he does not.
Yeah. Well, he says when it was like on his interview, like Brain versus Braun, he fears neither. So maybe he'll be one of those people who will just, you know, just give her and not really care. It seems like he's pretty confident.
Well, I guess we'll see how Jordan does. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to Sarah Hanlon, 27, who is a, it says here, a hem employee, which I'm not sure about, free-spirited hem employee from Toronto and self-proclaimed grown-up version of Lisa Simpson.
She's
we love the
pot.
Simpsons.
She
but,
sells pot.
Oh, she's a hem employee. I like her. Go
she's
Sarah.
On a vape
we
for
like
the,
you,
she
girl.
She worked in a vapor lounge. That's awesome.
Oh, employee
she's
discount.
Get a lot of
do we get a family discount, baby? Like, I'm just wondering because we are family now. I mean, shit. Give me the family
that
discount
card. That
is definitely
a Canadian thing, this
P.O.
girl.
P.O. Box, Manic Monday. Okay, we'll give the information later. Suzette, what do you think about Sarah and her Hemp Nation? I think
I love her.
Good. I don't know.
She seems pretty awesome to me, like pretty easygoing, down to earth. I love to see her strategy. She wants to be the queen of the misfits. We tried that, you know, season one. But I think that she'll kind of get along with everyone. I don't know, like at first, like last season, and Nick, she was just awesome. Love Revolution. She did so well outside the house. Everyone like loved the Love the Revolution, but she just didn't quite fit in. So I don't know. It could go either way with her.
Well, the other thing I like about her is what would you take into the house? She wants television because she's an addict and loves reality TV. So she's got a
all
positive.
Right, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. I love her dog's names. She said that she'd miss her partner. Now, that's the one thing I kind of, I don't know if my hearing was, she said her partner, Scott, and her dogs. So I don't know if her partner's name is Scott and it's a female, but she said her partner, Scott, and her dogs. But the dogs' names are Annie Hall and Sally Butt. Is what they call the second one,
she
Sally
Butt.
She
was definitely fucking high when she fucking named her dog, so
I know.
Sarah named any more dogs when she's freaking high on her employee.
I know.
All right.
And we're part of the Gitter gang, so I'm down for her, for sure.
All right, so we'll see how Miss Hemp does without any fucking weed in the house.
She's
right.
Going to have some issues. She's going to
well,
wish she
no,
had some.
Well, no, I'll be honest with you. You just kind of think about the freaking money. Just think about the money, and you could smoke yourself to death after. All right. So, Zach, I'm just going to say Zach because I cannot say his last name. 22 student. He's an ambitious pre-med student and quarterback from the University of Regina's football team. So we got ourselves a little football player, don't we?
I think this guy and Bobby are going to hang out perfectly.
Oh.
They're going to find a lot.
Bobby!
But he's a tall glass of water. He's 6'4", and I saw on social media, I think he did a little bit of trash-talking to Peter, so I don't know. You know, one thing is he's a big fan, and he's pretty vocal about his opinions. You know, it's really interesting to see people who watch the show commenting on House Guests, and then they're on the show. So it'll be interesting how he, you know, breakdowns everyone's social game and whatnot because, you know, people always think they know how they're going to do. When they get in, we'll be like, we'll see how he does. He's quite competitive, he says, and he's from Regina. That's the only player, I think, the only player we have from Saskatchewan. And I know in Canada people have been kind of like, you never picked someone from our province because we don't have anyone from Newfoundland either. So it's exciting to – I think another person's from that area too, but, you know.
You know
I think
what I love, what
well.
You just said, Suzette, is like how, you know, they're probably big fans. And I know that when I tried out for Big Brother, I was a big fan. And when I met, you know, my family, they're looking at me like, hey, what's up? You did great. And I'm like – oh, my God, this is James Ryan. I love you. You know, because that was the first person I met when I walked out, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But I love, like, people who are big fans, and then they actually get to meet people that, you know, they've been watching or associate themselves with. So it's exciting for me. I don't know. It's just one of those
like
things.
I flipped when I was going to Reality Rally. I was like, oh my god, I'm going to meet Rachel and Brendan. Like, I mean, I was rooting for them for so long, and they were the underdogs who made it to the top, you know. And some people you meet, I'm excited. But this is funny. He's been kind of, before he went on the show, you know, making comments about other players. So we'll see how he fares out in his social game, because, you know.
And I know how you acted when you met me. We will talk about that. It's a little awkward. I felt uncomfortable. I was like, this is super stalker, but I'll go with it. But it was great. No, I'm just kidding. I think I was like more obsessed with Suzette. I was like, Suzette, and I think I like bowed down to her like 30 times.
No.
She's bowable. She's the bubble. Okay, so let's talk about Bruno Lalo.
Oh, my God, I love Bruno.
Construction worker, and I was first ever house guest competing for his wife and two sons, which I don't understand that. Because, I mean, I know somebody was fighting for their kids, and their name is Suzette.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Is he the first one from Ottawa?
From Ottawa, yes. He's okay. From Ottawa. So that's our capital of the nation. And we got a lot of people from the, like Ottawa, Ontario, like a lot of people from Ontario. I think he's doing well.
Six months old baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Two and a half year old
and a 6 month old baby.
See, that's
he's gonna be going cray cray in there.
I know. When I went on the show, my daughter just had her first birthday a week after her birthday party, and then I was on the show. And it's different when you're on the show and lactating. Right?
Oh my
that was
gosh.
Hard for me.
Listen,
right?
He's not lactating from anywhere but his penis.
He hasn't really spent time with his babies, so he's going to go on there. This guy's going to do
the
crime.
I feel okay
for
Bruno and his lactating penis. I think he'll be fine.
He also comes from a large family. He's one of seven siblings. Oh,
I love that.
And two sisters. Here's what I thought was hilarious. When he talked about Brain and Brawn, he doesn't fear them. But as far as challenges, he's worried that his colorblindness might come into play for, I suppose, like puzzles and whatever. But then he says, that being said, the dress was white and gold.
Oh, God. Well, good for Bruno.
Oh, and then he said, I don't have an idol, but he liked Paul and liked Adele. And I think he liked their personalities. And that's the thing, like, we're sort of like the outcasts, kind of like, you know, we had the Gary, Danielle, Suzette. Then there was the Paul, Adele, and Kyle. So I'm already team Bruno.
Yeah,
only because,
I like
you
what
know,
he said when they asked him if he had a strategy. And he said he wants to adapt to his surroundings. And
yes.
He said the other house guests are a big part of his toolbox. And he doesn't know who they are yet. And so
smart.
Well, he doesn't. He
I
needs
think
to figure
that's
out
such
who's
a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
When he's a
who's
construction
the
worker,
plunger.
the other house guests are part of his toolbox. I was like, that's so clever, you know.
I agree, Sherry.
It's a clever way of putting it.
I think he could do very well, don't you?
Yeah, he seems witty and
he
has life experience. You know, sometimes when you have people with life experience, they can do very well. Right, and so, but you know, he's an older dad. We'll see, because sometimes you get in the house and you're with a bunch of 20-year-olds. It can be kind of hard to engage. But he's out with the boys, right? So.
And I'm looking at the age range, and it's looking like the 20s are high up there. So, he is. I'm sorry. Let's go back to him.
He's 31.
He's 31, so, I mean, even 31 is looking old for him, but that doesn't mean anything. But we have also Godfrey Manguinza, 22, Toronto, Ontario. Zimbabwe, born psychology major from Toronto, who won't stop at anything for winning $100,000. Just get rid of him right now. He seems like... He seems like he's going to be the one that you're just going to be like, okay, we all feel good about this. All right, let's do it. Am I saying anything wrong here?
No, I think like he's
got
a really positive player, right? He's no, a I mean, yeah, player, of course. Smart guy. He's really smart. And
he did describe himself as indecisive, which worries me.
Mm.
Well, he could be like the next Pawn Star. Who knows?
He could be the next Devin. He could be the next Devin.
True.
We'll stop at anything. All right, let's talk about Craig Merritt, 36, from Pitts Meadows, B.C., former MLB player and currently a scout for the league as well as an avid yoga, I'm sure, vigilant.
They're going to be doing some yoga in there because
Krafheimer
is a yoga dude, too.
All I know
too.
Is balls are going to be stretched out. Good for good for Craig.
Well, he says, you know, his three words is passionate, emotional, real. That and his favorite player to watch was Adele. I could see him and Bruno getting along fabulously. They just seem like those, they're both in their 30s, they're older, and I just think that the two of them, their personalities in the videos, they relay so well. Complete likable guys.
Yes. All right. Well, we think that they're going to possibly be the floaters by how much we talk about them. Float away, Craig. If I say your name wrong, I'm so sorry. Don't punish me. Nahai Serena, 29, from Toronto. Am I saying that wrong?
I don't know.
She's
Neha?
A funky chiropractor and entrepreneur from Toronto whose social game is her worst and her best asset. Oh, great.
This seems like one of those fiery personalities that's going to be like a Sabrina, but she seems like, you know, she's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, beautiful. I mean, I like the fact that she says her best could be her worst.
She's one of those picks for me that would be like for entertainment value. It seems like I just can't stop looking at her. I'm going to be that kind of girl, like, what is she going to wear next? Or what is she going to say next, you know? I definitely think she's going to be a personality for sure.
Well, let's hope that they keep her in the house long enough because we want to know about her personality and not be one of those catty things where they take her out first. But,
well, the thing is, she watches Canadian Big Brother, Australia, and Indian Virgins, she says. So she's been watching the show for some time. And I think it does a huge advantage if you watch other Big Brothers other than the American and Canadian to get that diverse thing because they will throw a wrench at you. Big Brother Canada is its own version of multiple different versions. So I think that if I had watched Big Brother UK, I would definitely know how to play Big Brother Canada a lot better, right? Although, you know, it's in my own headspace,
but
now that I
know with the twist, it doesn't matter how good you play the game, Suzette, you should know as I should know, with twists, with turns, with votes, with all this stuff, it doesn't matter how you play the game. It's how you play America, biatch.
Yep.
Or
true.
Canada.
Well,
all right,
this is a really interactive game as well, too, right? Like last year was pretty interactive, but I think this year even more.
Yeah, I think this year you guys are going to have, like, I have no problem with spoilers or with a kind of indecisions of America voting or, you know, this will come back, whatever. I like it. So I think you guys are going to even bring it more this year than you guys have done before. And you guys are known for kind of bringing the knife and the wrench. So I'm excited about you like the wrenches, don't you?
I love the twist, obviously, because Canada saved me. But I do like
course,
it for watching.
Yeah.
I love watching the twists. You know, like, was it, Tim from Big Brother Australia? He went through so many twists and intruders and everything. And I've seen, you know, some other players from UK. And those are the players that, you know, you think they were in the bottom, they made it to the top, despite all odds against them. That's what
love
I think.
The underdogs.
Like, I love that.
I love Greatest. Underdogs. I
and
think
also,
I'm all
too,
about the
we're on a new network now. We're not on Slice, we're on Global. So I'm sure Global will also want to generate some social media and insights, some interaction. So I think they'll want to direct a lot of people to the new site and everything. Rather
so
from
can
Slice.
You just really just talk a little bit about that? So it's Global TV now. Do you know if we can see it live, when we're going to be able to actually see the filming of, I mean, obviously it's going to be delayed recording. Do you have any information on that that you can share with us?
Okay, so I know that, like, Americans won't be able to watch it unless they just go online. So there is, you can watch the live feeds at canada.bigbrothernetwork.com. And then there's the multimlg.tv and then /Big Brother Canada. And then tvnetters.com, you can go to BBCA as well. Also, too, Evil Dick, he's going to be streaming it as well, too. And there's a bunch of sites. I do follow a page online on Facebook that has lots of feeds and stuff. So you'll be able to watch it. You just have to find those resources how to watch it. Americans won't be able to watch it because it's closed to only Canada.
So, Black Monday listeners, you guys make sure you guys go to Google, put in Global TV, put in Big Brother Canada, and you'll be able to find or ask your fellow Big Brother confidants, because I'm sure they'll be very helpful at a time like this. In me,
well, also
what,
too,
what
like
we do.
I go on Twitter and I'm like, help me, hey guys, and there's lots of super fans out there who have no problem sharing that information.
And we love
you,
super
fans.
Yeah, there's
workarounds.
This is a shout out to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
There's workarounds, and if you have a VPN, you can also watch it. If you live in the United States, if you have a VPN, then you can watch it from the United States as well. But you have to, you know, have the VPN to do that. But there's all kinds of workarounds if you just, you know, find somebody who can give you a link to one of the workarounds and find which one works best for
you. See, right? I mean, Cherry, once we start, which is tonight, people are going to be putting up links. People are going to keep putting up the stuff. So just make sure you guys stay alert to this because so many people are going to be throwing things at you once it actually airs.
Big Brother All Summer is a good one that she puts up. Stuff that you can go to and find out what she has. There's all kinds of people who put up links to, you know, find out how you can watch it. So just find out what works best for you. You'll be able to watch the live feeds and the shows on Global. It's just finding out the workarounds and what works best for you. It's, you know, a little bit harder to do. It's not like watching it in the U.S. where we can just watch it on our TV and, you know, it's a little bit more effort, but you can do it. It's just you got to figure out the ways to get there.
And you're going to have to do it no matter what because we're going to give you guys spoilers, so we don't want to do that. We want you guys to follow us for the next couple months and...
We may have tests.
Like I said, and as long as you guys just keep with what's going on, you'll be able to stick with those different links and stuff. Okay, let's move on to Zach. Only Neck 22. I'd probably say his last name wrong, obviously, student. He's an ambitious I already said his name. We are going on to Willow McDonald, 26, Calgary. Nova Scotia-born tomboy recently moved to Calgary to work. Fun and plenty of adventure. She sounds to me like a tomboy. I already like her. What do you think about her?
I think she's going to do well. She just seems like a really lovely personality. She says she just loves getting out there, meeting new people. She's an exciting person. I think she's going to do well. You know, she's been a super fan since she was 16, so...
Yeah, and I love the name of her town, Lower Slackville.
Oh, is that the name of her town? That's so funny.
Yeah.
I just like the name Willow, and I feel like the tomboy thing for me is, like, so necessary in a house, mainly captivated by men, as we've seen in so many Big Brother, whether you're U.S., Canada, and... For me, I feel like you need the tomboy regardless to the, not that I have a name for the girl who's not a tomboy who likes to hang out with the boys, but tomboys can really give it to them. They know what's up. They know how to hang. And by the sounds of it, Willow's going to do pretty good. So let's move on. We have Johnny Calicharuglio from Winnipeg, and boy crazy, attention-loving 26-year-old superfan with a dong named Vito. So she got a dog named Vito. I mean, forget about it. She's already like part of like the New York crew, you know. I don't know what to say about her. But it sounds like a Uber fan to me. I like it, though.
I understand that, but he doesn't – isn't the Vito spelled V-I-T-O? This is like vetoing a legislation, isn't it?
No, this is a V-E-T-O, like veto you from the Big Brother house. I got a veto.
Power of veto. No, he's probably the closest geographically to me. He's right over the border of Minnesota and Winnipeg, and that's where my maternal grandmother immigrated from Sweden when she was 7 years old. So he's, you know, I'm hoping he does well.
I know. He's one of my picks, actually, to do well, purely for entertainment as well. From Winnipeg, that's like the heart of Canada. That's like right in the middle of Canada. I think he's just going to be out there and wild, and he's not going to hold back. So I'm excited. I'm hoping that he'll have the confidence to you know, say what's on his mind and give them a run for their money.
Yay.
It sounds like to me anybody with a dog named Vito is right up my alley. And
I love that.
I love that he's a super fan, because if you have to be a super fan after 3 years, or this is the third year of Canada, you know he's beyond Canada. He's U.S. He's everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I can't wait to see what he's all about. We have Kevin Martin, 22, Grand Prairie, AB, is it
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the poker player.
Born I was a poker player. Not was, past tense, but poker player with charm that will charm the pennies out of everybody's pockets. Well, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Are you happy
like
about
a-
that? Sure. Charm the pennies out of me, because I'm keeping the hundreds, honey. So keep it moving. What do you think about
Kevin? He's just going to relax because people are going to blow up their own games.
Yeah, well, Kevin needs to choke on his pennies. I think he's beating the tambourine a little bit too early.
Yeah, I think that just purely on looks he'll stay for a while. You know what I mean? And the fact that he's grounded, I think that there will be some blowouts, and he'll be the guy who'll be the nice guy who's like, oh, hope, how are you? But, yeah, I think
the whole poker thing for me, Suzette, is such a – like, people don't realize how intense poker is. And he's a professional poker player. He can play everybody – like a little violin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
he says he's not going to tell them in the house, though, that he's a poker player.
Well, we'll see what he says, because he's going to do really good at his game.
Yeah, I think he'll do well.
He's going to overanalyze himself. He's going to really be a brainer, so he needs to realize what he says in the beginning is going to have to match up in the end if he wants
to
make it.
Well, this guy's going
to
probably be in a couple of alliances for sure and be working the game, not so much engaged as making friends, but there to see them as different pawns in a game, you know what I mean? So I think he's going to do really well.
Oh, yeah. He should do very well if he plays it right. So we're going to definitely keep a heads up for Kevin. Patricia Risha Denner, 41, which is so far the oldest one that we've talked about, from Toronto, at 41 years old, standing at 6'1". This sensitive, statuesque beauty from Toronto is the complete package. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
This package will go right out the front door and mail back to send us.
I wonder if she's going to bring that dress into the house, huh?
Well, she's getting a lot of comments on her breast area for sure. She looks great.
She's a super fan, you said, Sherry?
She is a super fan. But what got me was, and this I just did not get in the video of her, she said she's going to miss her cat, her friends, going to brunch, and going to the market and buying groceries. Now, I'm sorry, but going to the grocery store is not one of the things that would have been on my list of things that I missed.
Well, she might have actually dreamed about being in a Big Brother house previously and knowing that would actually be one of my top things to go to is the goddamn grocery store. So I didn't have to eat a raw, hairy pig here. I want to go to the grocery store and not buy, what is it called? I don't know. Trader Joe's
McPuffs.
I want to buy Flintstones Cocoa Pebbles. All right? Not Rice Krispies. I want to buy Rice Krispies.
Couldn't believe it when she said that she was going to miss going to the market and buying groceries.
She sounds the most sane one out of all we've talked about. God bless.
That's pretty simple life, yeah.
God bless you, Risha. Risha, she sounds like she's going to, if anybody takes her cereal, you better watch the fuck out. She's going to slice a bitch.
She says she likes people who are like her, who can be funny and sarcastic, who are non-judgmental and sensitive to other people's feelings.
Oh, she's screwed.
That's why I think she's going to be hanging out with Bruno, you know.
And she's been a server and a bartender for 20 years. And if you can deal with the public in being a server and a bartender for 20 years, you know how to deal with people.
Oh, she better clean up and spit shine the tables because that's what she's good for until they figure out that she's there as a waitress. I mean,
she said she can read people.
I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see her. She seems like she's going to be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and she can plank for like 3 minutes and 36 seconds.
And you can do a Joe shot off her belly. Okay, great. All right, we have two more people to go. Let's get through this. But I feel like that Risha is going to be an interesting one. She better be doing her Pilates in her hotel room while throwing her face against the wall, as I did many times. Okay, Pilar Namar, 22, from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. The sassy, I really like it. Mexicane, born beauty, grown up with 10. God damn it. What is she, grown up in a goddamn blizzard for 30 years? 10 siblings.
9 siblings.
Knows how to fight. So not only did she grow up, obviously, through a blizzard of 10 years, but they beat the shit out of each other. So I'm going
to
get
and
out of
Pilar's
way. And
they moved from Mexico
to
Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Ooh,
she's
really
got to move.
She's angry. She's
I think she's
going
to do really well. She'll be able adapt to the environment easily. And she's young, fun-loving. You know, I think she's going to do well. And she's gorgeous.
And gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I mean, 10 siblings. How is she still alive?
Well,
look
at her. She's thin because she never got enough food.
No, she got not enough food. I'm surprised nobody drowned her in the toilet for being so pretty.
Mm-hmm. No, I think she's going to do well. She seems like just a nice girl who's easygoing.
Unfortunately, this house is going to rip apart her nice side, and we'll see what it does to her bad sides. We hope the bad comes out, because at this point, this is an interesting cast. I'm reading it over with you guys. Huh. I feel like there's, like, going to be, Risha and possibly our beautiful Mexican sassy lover are probably going to be best friends. I'm putting it out there. I'm just saying.
I
feel like they will be.
I could see Pillar hanging out with Sarah, and there's going to be some girls are really strong personalities, and some are seem like they're really kind of, you know, more easygoing or just passive aggressive, or some seem like really like they're confident, they'll say what they're doing right.
Too many passive aggressives can be around each other, baby boo.
Yeah,
you know. You know, it's going to be ugly, but let's talk about the last one. We don't want to keep her. She's not the last. We're not putting baby in the corner. But we are going to talk about Sydney. And Miss Sydney is 25 from Huntsville, Ontario. If there's one thing to know about the pageant princess is that she's Sydney with an S. I said, honey, I'm the Portuguese princess. Portuguese with a P, but my name is M with an M. She's got an attitude already. I like it.
Oh, yes. I think that she's going to be a little firecracker for sure and be sometimes a bit confrontational. You know, she's in her interviews, too, she's really confident in that. But sometimes that overconfidence can be a little bit, you know, conceited, right?
Think because of being somebody that answered questions of thinking about, oh, I know all about Big Brother because I watched it, and I'm going to pat my chest and puff it up. And then I was on Big Brother, and I was like, holy shit, I'm scared to death, and I want to cry in a corner and piss.
She did say that she represented Canada at the Miss World pageant, where she got the award for Miss Congeniality. Now, I don't know how that will benefit her.
No, it's an accident, and everybody's going to hate her more.
And we know that, you know, watching other reality shows, being in the pageant world could be a little cutthroat, too, so she probably has, like, nerves of steel.
Well, we will see, Suzette, the nerves of steel, how it succumbs in the house that we call Big Brother, and this is Big Brother Canada 3. And that's beautiful. And as great and as amazing as these people are, we will see their true colors shining through within the next couple of minutes. I am excited for you to actually see this second year after you've been in the house. So I think you got over that hump of, you know, she's eating my porridge and sleeping in my bed. I think now you can actually, you know, kind of go through these people and dissect them individually as you please. Mm-hmm. But we're so glad to have your feedback.
Thanks,
and we'd love to have you come on
you so
anytime
much.
You want, babe.
Of
and
course,
talk about your
on
thoughts
and talking with everyone. I've missed you guys so bad. I do keep my Big Brother UK and Australia on that to get me through from Canada to USA. And to be with you guys again, it feels so good. I can't wait to see you, Michelle. Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun.
I just can think about you and me having talks on the bottom of these long steps.
I know. We're going to have so much fun.
It might be 2 or 24, but they're the longest steps. But we have these conversations where they go for 4 hours, and we're like, it's daylight. What are we going to do? Take a shower and jump in the golf cart and hope for that.
Or whatnot. We're going to have a lot of fun and some juicy gossips.
I can't wait to see you, babe, and thank you so much for coming on Manic Money.
Thank you so much. Enjoy
you come
the
back
show.
On.
For sure.
Well, you want to come back on anytime and talk about what's happening in the show. We would love to have you back on, okay, babe?
And catch me on Dick at Night with Evil Dick on Wednesday. I'll be on a show with Alec and Paul. Paul and I are both first to wedges. So you can watch me on that as well. So on Wednesday after the eviction.
And we love Evil Dick. Make sure you guys watch that. That's awesome. Hopefully we'll have him on here to talk about that, to promote it. It sounds like a great endeavor. It sounds great. And thank you so much, Suzette. Here we go, girl.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Here we go. Big brother.
We've missed you, Suzette.
Canada 3,
you guys
baby
too.
Blue.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Love you, girl.
She's a gem.
What do we do
I
now?
I love her.
Let's just cry in the corner. That's what I said. No, let's just finish this off. We had a great night. We were able to go through all our lists. Oh, my God. To me, it's I'm like crazy right now. But already about
how many of the house guests do we all say they should do well? I mean, it really is a great
cast.
It's
like five or six for me. Five or six. I'm like, they could do really good. But we don't know about these twists and turns, Paul.
That's true.
In Canada, they bring it. They don't sing it. They bring it. And the skeletons or something coming back, is it going to be Suzette? Is it going to be their past? What is it going to be? We don't know. And that can spoil everything, as we know in life in general. But besides that, I'm glad to be back. I will be back on next week along with Cherry and Paul for another Manic Mondays. And you guys,
we missed
guess
you
what?
Last week.
You know who we're going to have on next week?
Who?
Thank you.
Another Big Brother Canada alum, AJ Berman, will be on next week to talk about his thoughts on the week raveling. Make sure you guys catch up.
Yep.
Make sure you guys are in the loop. Welcome back, Major League Baseball, MLB. Thank you. Though it's not spring here yet. Fuck you. I just want to say that because I don't swear. You guys know I don't. But I got snow, first day of spring, and first day of full spring, full day of snow. So 18 degrees today. I'm hating life. But besides that, love you all. Terry and Paul, thank you guys for coming on. Anything you guys are going to say before we go?
Thank you for being here with us. We missed you last week. Thank you for bringing on Suzette. She's an awesome guest. I have missed
and
her.
And AJ next week. Woo!
Such an amazing guest with her awesome energy. And I can't wait to talk to AJ next week.
I love her analogies of people because, like, you know that she, it's like we know, I don't know how to explain it. We read people's bio, we feel like we know them, but we don't. But they have the better aspect of it because they know what it is to be in the house. So, exciting.
Just really
I'm
looking
nervous.
Forward
I'm
to
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I get the nerves.
And then, you know what happens, Michelle?
Oh, my God, what, Trey? My nerves are already on edge.
Big
baby
Brother
girl.
Big Brother Canada.
Oh, so by the way, I'm going to the finale.
Big Brother USA starts.
Yes, and I wanted you to mention that. Are you going to the you've got a casting call here in a few days.
Yes, Big Brother 17 casting call will be at Twin River, March 26th, which is Thursday from 11 to 2. I know there's a lot of people coming down that I know. Myself and Derek, the winner of Big Brother 16, will be there. Come on down if you want to see me, obviously your favorite. I know Derek's going to be probably a little bashful because nobody wants to come see him. Why would they want to? They want to see me. We'll give you guys like a minute to talk to him. But no, I'm just kidding. Come on down. If you know, if you think, if you are definitely what it takes to be on Big Brother, if you said, I've watched a show and I can't even believe these people act like that, I know I can win. Come on down. Bring it. Don't sing it. You know what I say? Bring yourself. Do not plan accordingly. Do not try to plan your words. Bring yourself. And then you get to meet me and Derek and Chris from Big Brother Casting. And Mama Costa is going to be there. She's going to make an appearance.
Yay!
Bring yourself and represent Rhode Island because guess what, you guys? Derek won last year. I should have been a winner, supposedly sometime in my Big Brother lifetime. Maybe it's in the future. Just do it.
You never know what's
going to
happen. So
you never know.
Go and meet Derek and Michelle. And
yay, meet me.
Well, you
get in that house.
It's going to be 11 to 2. Make sure you guys get there. All right, you guys, and we'll see you guys next week. AJ Berman from Big Brother Canada will be on.
Yay.
Love you, Sherry and Paul.
Thanks,
love
Michelle.
Love you, too. Take care, hon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I want to remind everybody to be here on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for our Survivor show. It's Mike on the Mic. If you haven't been here to listen to Mike, it's an amazing show. He has great guests. He's the biggest Survivor fan on the planet. He's met over 400 Survivor alumni, along with Jeff Probst and just tons and tons of the background people as well. And this week we're going to have, for sure, Purple Kelly. Ooh. And possibly some others from her season. So definitely make sure you're here to hear Purple Kelly talk about Survivor Worlds Apart. And there could be others from her season joining her. So make sure you're here at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And then the return of Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show with Mary and David Conley will be here on Friday night.
No, you're a week early still. It's not returning until Easter Sunday.
That's right.
Not Easter Sunday, but the
Good Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
Good Friday. Yeah, it's next Friday that returns. I'm sorry. We have one more week off.
That's right.
One more Friday off, and then they return.
That's correct.
Okay. So, then back here next Monday for the Manic Monday show.
Yeah.
And then next week they return. And Rich will be off for Good Friday. So we'll
Rich
have
Hatch?
Mary and David. We'll have Mary and David. And myself and my husband, Rich, and Paul. And Mary may have a guest or two lined up by that time. So it'll be an Amazing Race party line.
Yeah.
So I think we've wrapped it up for tonight. We went a little bit over our usual hour for tonight, but with so much to talk about for Big Brother Canada 3, we had to do it, folks.
Yep.
Thank you all for being with us tonight. For those in the chat room who were with us, we thank you. And those who will listen to us later in podcast, we love you too. I'm going to play Ron to take us out for the evening. Everybody have a wonderful week. Here's Ron.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. We appreciate you coming to the Rad Reality Show Network. Please be nice to your family, your friends, and your four-footed furry friends, too. Paul, say goodnight.
Good night.
That's a wrap. Over and out. Good night, y'all.